A good friend of the locker room is Bobby Bajram, the youngest person in Australia to be diagnosed with MS at the age of 13. He now plans to climb Mount Everest at the age of 50. He hopes to use this experience to raise millions of dollars for research into disabilities and supporting the carers of disabled people. He wanted to especially thank Easy Auto Prestige Cars, who provided him with a vehicle when his was stolen from a disabled parking place on World Disability Day. Also, the Red Pillar Cafe in Braeside, who feed him, John Tate, who taught him to rock climb, the moral support he gets from Father Andrew at Mordialloc Catholic Church, and Fitness First, of course, who help him all the time. Event catering solutions have been really helpful to Bobby in his journey. We catch up with his progress on a regular basis, and just tune in now to his March update. And welcome back to the locker room. And we do have our great mate Bobby Bajram on the line. Morning to you, Bobby.
Hey, how are you, Neil? The greatest radio host in the world.
Good on you, thank you. Now, I believe you're actually doing a bit of training this morning. You're down at Torquay, are you?
Yeah, I'm at Torquay. A lot of work has been done on my back to get me right for Mount Everest on August the 20th and Sports Recover Medicine. Said, look, go and test it out. And Sam, Nina and Mick down there, that's the Richmond Sports Recover Medicine, they do a great job. So my back is really, really good, you know. So I've got, you know, so I've got it now because I'm going to Everest on August the 20th.
Yep.
And that's all confirmed, and Encore Journeys has paid for the tickets already, which is great news. And so Professor Avni Sali from the National Institute of Integrated Medicine has put me on a special food program. So it's all Saturday mornings and Saturday mid-mornings where I test out what I've done during the week. So, you know, I'm on a lot of really healthy stuff, like a Swiss vitamin. You know, I couldn't do anything without that, you know. So I'm on a lot of really good Swiss vitamins, which are really giving me, making me feel really, really good and really, really full of energy. So it's a, I've got my Fitness First trainer here, which is Darren Burke, personal training. He's one of the Fitness First instructors at Fitness First. And, you know, I train at Fitness First, of course, and... Yep. Chris Pierce, he's the Victorian Personal Training Manager, and Fitness First are a great gym, and they've supported me for about 7 years.
Which is fantastic. And Swiss have actually made you an ambassador, I noticed.
I'm just waiting for all the paperwork and all that stuff. So that'll happen by the end of the month. They're a great. I mean, I've been taking Swiss products for about 7 years. I mean, before all this happened, I just love their products. I love what they do for my body. It's a really, really good vitamin products. So I take quite a few of them, and Professor Avni Sali from the National Institute of Medicine. Sorry, I'm just a little bit puffed out.
That's all right.
You know, he's really, really onto this sort of stuff, and it's just fantastic that Swiss can help support me in getting me to Everest and giving me the right vitamins. And look, it really energizes me. Like without them, I don't think I could do what I could do. Like I said, I've been taking them for 7 years, so it's a, you know, it's a big thing. Everybody, Neil, even yourself and everybody, and Jordan there in the station, all you guys give me a big reason to really give it a good crack, get up to the top of Mount Everest, you know. So it's I'm going on the 20th of August, and I've been training really, really hard, and we've got Antonella. I don't know if you know Antonella from the Rosebud City Council. The Rosebud City Council down there are really, really, really supportive of me, and you
That's
know, there's everybody, mate. Like it's a big team effort with me being fed from Italy and Co. in the Three Palms Hotel and Sorrento Catering, and it's just, you know, I cannot thank everybody enough. I know I'm not plugging people. I'm just saying people in appreciation for what they've done.
Now, you've been setting up the fundraising thing for multiple sclerosis, but for broader than that. How's that progressing? If people want to support that, they can still do that, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, they can go to my GoFundMe page on my webpage, bobbybajram.com. It's for all people with disability.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, the thing is, for For me, I've got to get to Mount Everest. So I'm raising the money to actually get to Mount Everest. And because of my disability, it's a little bit more expensive than a normal trip would be. But, I mean, even if you can call me on 0433 933 555 or email me at bobby.badgeram.com.au at bobbybadgeram@bigpond.com. You know, I just think everybody... You know, Falls Creek had recently fundraised for me, and at the last hoot, which had been fantastic. Stuart, the CEO there, and Callum, who's the director of infrastructure, and Joe at the marketing there, like that, they raised quite a bit of money for me, which is fantastic. So, you know, it's a whole effort, you know, which is and you guys are leading the effort. And let me tell you, when I'm at the top of Mount Everest, I'm going to give you, Neil, and Jordan, and all you guys at that wonderful radio station, the best radio station in the world, a massive plug.
That's very, very kind of you, Bobby. Yeah. Now, August, you're saying August 20?
Yeah, August 20, Encore Journeys have paid for the ticket. I'm leading with Andrew Locke, who's the expedition leader, on August the 20th to go up Everest in September, which is a harder time to go up, but there's not as many people going up. The main climbing season is May.
Yeah, because last time we talked, you were thinking May, but you've now gone for a quieter time.
Yeah.
Do you still have to go on the harder slope so there aren't as many ladders?
We're thinking at the moment where the expedition leader's gone to Nepal now, gone to the Himalayas now to sort out whether I go on the south side, but it's got 23 ladders crossing the crevices and if they can make boards. So I can just walk across, because if I go past on the ladders, I'll fall over.
Yeah, we don't want that.
The north side is still looking like the side to go, but it's just up to my exhibition leader, Andrew Locke, you know. So, you know, it's the... I mean, look, I'll get up and down in one piece. I'll be the oldest person in the world with a disability to make it, the first person diagnosed with MS to make it up and down. And I'm doing this for people with disabilities and our carers. It's not about me. It's about everybody that has a bit of a hard time with a disability and the carers. I mean, how can you forget the carers? Without the carers, we'd all be stuffed.
Yep, absolutely right.
You know, so me, I'm just the launching pad, basically, for it. I'm the face of it. But the real heroes are the people that have a really hard time day-to-day with disabilities, and I want to be able to give them a bit of a hand and give the carers their just desserts too. So that's why there's a lot of people supporting me in this journey. Like in the next month, the Kingston City Council, the Main Street business corporation, they're all businesses in Main Street Mordialli, they're getting together and having a big fundraiser for me from the Kingston City Council, and Jeff the councillor there is organising all that sort of stuff. So it's you know there's Morty Surf, the greatest surf shop in the world. But then, you know, we're down in Sorrento where, you know, there's, like I said, Italy and Co. and Mubble Ice Cream and Rob from Sorrento Hotel and, you know, David from the Imola Red Cafe, you know, Three Palms Restaurant. Like, all these people, and the cinemas even, you know, give me, David from the cinemas, being the Peninsula Cinemas in Sorrento, even give me a bit of a pass to go and watch the movie. So everybody... You know, from Jerry Ryan to Peter Fox from Link Fox to, of course, Fitness First and Falls Creek. And you guys, I will never forget you guys, because, yes, Santo Solaro from Working Dog is a big supporter of mine. And he said, mate, you're going to be the biggest thing in the world. And I'll never forget you guys, Neil. Like, regardless if millions and millions of people, you know, want me to do interviews and that, you are the first person to get exclusive, because you are the greatest radio station in the world. And I never forget you supporting me right from the start, Neil. And it really means a lot, because I'm a community down grassroots person.
Very much you are, Bob.
So it's very, very important for me to be able to do this. I mean, Charles, he owns a Lona Cafe in St Kilda. He's having fundraisers for me. You know, everybody, I mean, these people, I, you know, you've looked after me for 3 or 4 years and said, mate, we'll try and raise money for you to get to Everest. And it's just, you know, it's a great thing where people really want to give their time, because I'm doing this not only for people with disabilities and carers, but I'm doing this for all of us as Australia.
Yeah, that's a good point. Bobby, we're going to have to let you go in a second, mate, but good that you've done well at Torquay and the training,
yeah.
and the energy's still up there, which is absolutely fantastic. So we want all of our listeners to go to bobbybajram.com and they can find out a bit more about supporting the fundraising effort that you've talked about, and also find out a bit more about your quest to go to Everest on August the 20th. Bob, we better let you go, mate. Absolutely fantastic.
And I'd just like to thank Perry for taking me, driving me around.
Oh, very much.
To get me up and down, because I can't really drive due to my disability. So Perry from Luxury Taxis is really good. But, look, Neil, again, it's a team effort.
Very much.
You know, by everybody. You know, from, like I said, it's a team effort by everybody involved. When I get to the top of that mountain, everybody has helped me get there. Which I couldn't get there without all your effort and support. I really couldn't. So
thanks, Bobby. We'll let you go. And well done to all involved in Team Bobby. We'll catch up again in a few weeks' time.
Mate, fantastic. If you're at Bulls Creek, go to the Last Food, because it's the best restaurant there. So, everybody, thank you. And thank you, Neil, for letting me speak on the greatest radio station in the world.
Right now, Bobby. He's good, isn't he? Eh? Just a fella in his 50s with MS and the energy and drive that he's got. We just love Bobby.